Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Kick off your personal injury claim at hampsonhughes.com.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
After the game the other night, it was a strange feeling because we're not used to losing. You know, without being arrogant, it's a group that over the last couple of years have been progressively getting better, and if we can't win the games, we've fought very hard to get something from the game. So, and probably towards the end of the game where we were down to 10 men for the last 10 minutes and it was 3-1, probably there was a little bit of a flat feeling coming off the field for the players, but certainly on analysing everything from a coaching perspective afterwards and as a manager, there was a lot of positives from the game, and we'll take those into our next game and as I said, look to retain that positivity that we have done over the last couple of years.
Well, you could argue we've yet to see the real Liverpool on show this season. A win at Anfield and defeat at the Etihad have given us, well, just a glimpse of what the side's all about. Not really shown the sparkle that we know is there, especially at Manchester City. So on to another testing away day here at White Hart Lane. We've been saturated in Mario Balotelli talk this week, and he makes his debut straight away, 6 days after signing for Liverpool Football Club. Up front alongside Daniel Sturridge, Philip Coutinho is the one to make way. Well, it was 9-0 on aggregate in terms of the double over Spurs last season. 5-0 win here, arguably Liverpool's best away day. Much tougher proposition now, though. Spurs finally gelling together, and they've yet to concede in two Premier League games and put 6 points on the board so far. Well, Liverpool do make changes. Some are injury enforced. In the back line, Javier Manquillo returns. Glenn Johnson, who didn't complete the 90 at the Etihad. And at the centre-half position, Martin Skrtel, who's not trained all week, is replaced by Mamadou Sarko. Simon Mignolet in goal, Manquillo, Dejan Lovren and Mamadou Sarko, the centre-half pairing. Alberto Moreno continues at left-back. He did pick up a knock 6 days ago at Manchester City, but he's come through it. Steven Gerrard, Jordan Henderson, Joe Allen, the midfield, and then Raheem Sterling, presumably at the top of a diamond, behind Daniel Sturridge and Mario Balotelli. Liverpool subs, Brad Jones, Jose Enrique, Colo Torre, Ricky Lambert, Philippe Coutinho, Emre Can, and Lazar Markovic. They play a Spurs side, are unchanged from the 4-0 win over QPR a week ago. Again, they dominated. Hugo Lloris in goal, Dyer, Kabul, Vertonghen and Rose, the back four, Kapuwe and Benteleb in the midfield, Lamela, Eriksen and Chadli behind. Emmanuel Adebayor has just had his wrist heavily strapped up in front of myself and Neil Mellor. We're underway, the ball bobbles out somewhere near the thousands of Liverpool fans. Neil?
Yeah, it's a tough game. It'll be a tough game this afternoon. Just get the feeling, though, there's a big performance in this Liverpool team. Mario Balotelli making his debut. Has it been the greatest start? So obviously, we got off to a good win on the opening day. Disappointing on Monday. I think there's a response here, and we'll see a good performance from Liverpool.
Raheem Sterling in the centre. Sterling chips it on for Sturridge. Out wide to the left-hand side to Alberto Moreno. Feeds it back into Sturridge, who's got up to the left edge of the Spurs penalty area. Yunus Kabul, the Spurs captain, pushing him back to the byline on the left. Played infield to Sterling, edge of the box. Gerrard with a timely 10-yard pass to Sturridge, who clips it into the box! Saved by the keeper! Second follow-up shot comes from Mario Balotelli. Almost made the immediate impact with his first touch of the ball. The cross from the left-hand side came from Daniel Sturridge. Balotelli should have scored from there. The keeper stuck his two hands up and Hugo Lloris somehow blocked it out. Balotelli knows Liverpool should be one up.
Oh, almost a dream start for Balotelli. Yes, Lloris saves it. He should score. Free header from 6 yards. Great ball in from the left-hand side from Daniel Sturridge. But Balotelli should be hitting the back of the net from there. What a chance.
Dyer, hero of day one for Spurs. He scored the winner in the third minute of added-on time in their opening day Premier League win over West Ham. A long ball down the left-hand side of the field, and out came Mignolet. Looked like he got two hands to it, then almost dropped it into the body of Nasser Chadli. And Chadli's momentum pushed the ball over the dead ball line and ends up for a goal kick.
I think the worry was when the ball came over the top. Mignolet certainly did get there first. I thought it was closer to the edge of the box than it was. Ended up hitting Chadli out for a goal kick in the end. It's been a good start, though, for Liverpool. That, what a chance it was for Balotelli. Thinking as a centre-forward, you want to get a chance early on. You won't perhaps get a better one than that.
Spurs cut the ball over to the right-hand side, headed away by Mario Balotelli, who's back defending on the left side of the Liverpool field. And it's played back into Cabool's feet. Balotelli chases him. The reputation has been a little bit lazy. We've not seen anything of that as yet. Ball lands on the halfway line. Goalless so far, Sturridge over on the right side of the field. Jan Vertonghen trying to stop him. Now played forward, right edge of the penalty area. Heads up,
yes,
across.
Yes!
Raheem Sterling covers his hand, covers his face with his hand, and Sterling found the tightest of spaces to squeeze the opening goal of the game into the left corner of Hugo Lloris's net. A goal created on the right side by Jordan Henderson, but Raheem Sterling burst into that area where Spurs couldn't contain him. Perfectly placed and weighted, and Sterling found the immaculate touch. Spurs 0, Liverpool 1.
Super play, wasn't it, down the right-hand side. Daniel Sturridge just fed a lovely ball inside the penalty area. Jordan Henderson makes a great run in behind that Tottenham defence. He could perhaps go for the shot. He doesn't. He rolls it across. Lovely weighted ball. There was Raheem Sterling just to place the ball home. It's been a good start from Liverpool. I wouldn't say don't deserve that lead. Raheem Sterling.
Now being bent a leg forward towards Adebayor, shifted over the top of the keeper and wasted a huge moment just a minute after Liverpool scored to level the game up for Spurs. Bentaleb found him perfectly. I think he should have probably let it drop and then tried to hammer it low towards Simon Mignolet, but he went for the acrobatic lob over the top of the keeper's head and it landed on the top of the netting. 1-0 still to Liverpool.
Terrible miss, isn't it, from Adebayor? Just a simple ball over the top in between the two centre-halves, Lovren and Sacco. Yes, Mignolet comes out, but Adebayor should be tucking that away. Nowhere near in the end.
Gerrard getting involved, slides in a decent tackle into Adebayor. He looked to almost stamp down the side of Allen, but missed him. Coming out of the pack is Sterling. He's found a ball through to Sturridge, who's drifted to the right. 25 yards from goal, Sturridge's shot! Oh, and he's just missed the target. Took it on his left foot. So hard to contain when he's at full burst is Daniel Sturridge. Sterling the provider. Neat little flick of the insole by Daniel Sturridge first of all, and they took the shot from just outside the D on the edge of the Spurs penalty area. But the curl that he put on it sort of dragged the ball wide to the right hand side.
Looked sharp, looked really sharp in these opening 10 minutes or so. Daniel Sturridge wasn't far away.
It's Dyer drags down Sturridge, holding his shirt on his left shoulder, no question. Referee Phil Dowd seen it, and he rolls the ball back to Daniel Sturridge to take the free kick on the left-hand side. Dyer, who became something of a favourite after scoring that late winning goal for Spurs on day one, but I wonder whether he can be exposed. The two centre-halves today, Cabool and Vertonghen, Dyer on the right-hand side of the defence. Is Gerrard lining up a free kick? These always trouble keepers from this sort of area. Can Gerrard put it perfectly? Far post he goes for, everyone's missed it. I say everyone, very far side of the pack, someone headed it, but because we're so low down in our commentary position, I have to wait for the replay to tell you who. Well, it's Mario. Mario's just nodded down. It's like a glimpse of the ball, nowhere near the goal.
Again, though, it's a free header from a good position. Brilliant delivery from Gerrard.
Cleared out by Simon Mignolet down the right side of the field, and then the ball's thumped right up into the air in the Spurs half. Controlled by Dyer, but only given away to Joe Allen, who skips around the early challenge from Kapuwe. Out towards Balotelli, Liverpool's number 45 on the right. He gives it to his strike partner, Daniel Sturridge, who takes a quick shot, which is saved by the keeper, Hugo Lloris. Two of them teaming up well there. Balotelli knowing where Sturridge was, and Sturridge definitely knowing where the goal is situated.
Good save in the end from Lloris. Made it look easier than perhaps it was. A little glimpse, though, of the two linking up, Balotelli and Sturridge. Back heel from Balotelli to Sturridge on the edge of the area with that left foot he possesses.
Spurs are attacking. Dyer crosses in far post. Heavily weighted that ball. Drops to the far side for Rose to deliver it back in. His again is heavily weighted. Dyer's waiting for it to come out to him, but Moreno gets in the way first. Finds a clearance up into the chest of Balotelli, who's shielding it away from the centre-half, Cabool. Cabool drops to the floor, Balotelli skips it forward for Sterling, out comes the keeper, Lloris. Lloris gives it to Balotelli. Oh, Balotelli wastes another big chance. Well, after 1 minute of the game, he should have headed home, and this time Lloris had come right out of his penalty area, tried to clear a ball, but just thumped it into the path of Mario Balotelli. Lloris was stranded, Balotelli rushed his effort and he's dragged his shot way wide of goal.
Brilliant play that, wasn't it, from Balotelli to hold the ball up on the halfway line, turn the defender, tried to play Raheem Sterling in, and the ball came back to him about 40 yards out. Good first touch, set himself up for the shot, just completely miscued it wide. But that's what he offers, though, Balotelli, holding the ball up the way he did, twisting the Tottenham defence for the runner of Raheem Sterling.
Spurs forced to play it back towards the centre. Down the left side with Benteleb. Into the centre. And over to Yunus Kabul, who's on the halfway line. Sturridge considered chasing him, then gave up. Thought he conserved the energy. Here's Christian Eriksen again. Left-footed, swings the ball out to the left wing. Spurs on the attack into the Liverpool area. Ball's overrun by Eric Lamella. Not quite showing the glimpses of brilliance that he was reported to have done last week against QPR quite as yet. It's a game they absolutely dominated last week. 65% possession in that game. And their third goal came from a 48-pass move. And we saw one at Man City, didn't we, the other night? It was 19 passes, it felt a long time. 48 passes before their third goal against QPR. Now Spurs finding a way through in the Liverpool goal. It's a great thunderous shot and a wonderful two-handed save. Nasser Chadli, and just standing his ground was Simon Mignolet, and he's put it over the top of the crossbar. The Spurs man was definitely the favourite at that moment in time, but he's gone straight down the middle of the goal with his effort, and Mignolet just didn't budge.
Oh, brilliant save, because it was hit with so much power going in the top corner. Brilliant save from Mignolet.
Corner kick, 42 minutes now played. Corner from the right hand side, flipped into the Liverpool area, headed down and away by Mario Balotelli, and ends up with Benteleb, who backflicks it away from Moreno and over to the right wing. Eriksen then left footed curves the ball into the area, up goes Adebayor, shouts for handball, which the referee has given.
I think that opportunity for Tottenham just reminds us how slender and fragile this lead actually is. Liverpool by far the better side this half, having the opportunities. That second goal is vital though, isn't it? Need to get that second goal, because when Tottenham went forward, all it was again was a long ball over the top, a little bit of confusion defensively. Chadli was in. What a save it was from Mignolet. Struck it so well, Chadli. Goal to aim for. Going in the top corner. Great save from Mignolet.
How do you feel that the back four have operated together, given that they're relatively new together?
When I said to you the fact I thought that was Liverpool's strongest back line, and it is early days, the first time they've only ever played together, and you're going to have to develop an understanding. The only concern has been that Tottenham have got in twice with just a long ball down the middle. Adebayor and Chadli, golden opportunities for Tottenham, and really should have taken at least one of them. That's the only concern, that long straight ball towards the centre-halves in behind them.
So it's the understanding between Sacco and Lovren that needs sort of garnishing a bit more.
And that's to be expected. You need time. They'll be working on it on the training pitch, obviously in games as well, but a clean sheet's vital.
Half-time whistle. Liverpool will be relatively happy, but they could have been more than a goal up against Tottenham Hotspur. Raheem Sterling's expert finish. It was perfectly placed into the left corner of Hugo Lloris's net. Wonderfully set up through Sturridge's ball to Henderson, and Henderson's ball right across the Spurs penalty area. Massively entertaining first half. Liverpool may feel they should have scored more than one, though. Neil Mellor.
Yeah, well, the most important thing is Liverpool go in at half-time leading, being the better side. I think the second goal will be vital. Tottenham have looked a threat going forward, but Liverpool have looked really dangerous going forward with the pace. Talking about the diamond formation, Balotelli's been involved with his debut. Sturridge looked sharp, but Sterling's been absolutely outstanding in that opening half. He's been the best player on the pitch. Henderson for the goal, his energy to break forward, to roll the ball across for Raheem Sterling. And that's what you need when you're playing the diamond. You need those midfield men to run forward. And Liverpool have done that well in the first half.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Score up to £2,000 cash advance when your claim's accepted. See website for terms.
Liverpool back out. Doesn't look like there's any changes from the first half. So Mignolet in goal. Back four, still trying to find the understanding between them. Manquillo, Lovren, Sacco and Moreno. A great energy shown by Moreno in that first half. Steven Gerrard, Jordan Henderson, Joe Allen in the midfield. Some of Gerrard's passing may be astray, but in terms of timely interceptions and involvement, he has been influential when Spurs have been on the march. And then Sterling, who's been excellent going forward, supporting Daniel Sturridge and Mario Balotelli. For Spurs, Lloris in goal. Dyer right back, Kabul, Vertonghen centre halves, Rose left hand side, Kapuwe and Benteleb in the midfield, Lamela, Eriksson and Chadli. With Adebayor up front, and Chadli and Adebayor guilty, I think, of misses in that first half. Liverpool lead, and in the second half they shoot from left to right, the sun shining into the face of the Liverpool keeper, Simon Mignolet. Long ball up to Sturridge, chests it down for Balotelli. Balotelli tries to get further forward, but intercepted and then played away by the defence. Kabul, Liverpool come again, hits the back of the heel of Sturridge. Then Allen heads it out wide to the left-hand side near the corner flag. Sturridge picks it up, starts from that position, rolls into Allen.
Penalty.
Allen felt he was dragged down, so did the referee. Penalty given. Couple of minutes into the second half, Liverpool leading 1-0. And from our position, you could see the hand over the shoulder of Joe Allen, and it was Eric Dyer. It's over the shoulder, just underneath that left shoulder. But enough of an obvious grasp at him to show that it was a penalty kick, and he went down, and it's Steven Gerrard. Balotelli asked this week who takes the penalties. He was given a blunt reply: Steven Gerrard, of course. So Gerrard against Hugo Lloris at the end of the ground where all the Liverpool fans are. Phil Dow blows his whistle, gets everyone to go back. Gerrard's mindset fully focused on the ball at the moment. Tottenham player wandering behind him. Phil Dowd now comfortable that Gerrard can take this. This to put Liverpool 2-0 up.
Yes!
Scored by the skipper. Low into the left-hand side. Lloris guessed the right way. Almost never misses from the spot. Tottenham 0, Liverpool 2 from the penalty spot. Steven Gerrard.
Never in doubt, was it?
Seems to be a long delay before he took it. Kept his composure. Lloris went the correct way. Hit it with so much power right into the corner. No chance for Lloris. That is why Steven Gerrard is the penalty taker. And that, and we said about getting that second goal, we missed a few opportunities. Hopefully we wouldn't be punished, but that second goal was vital. And Liverpool have started the second half extremely well to get that second goal.
Lloris kicks out. He's just got a new five-year contract, as has Danny Rose for Spurs. And here is Rose. Rose on the left side of the field. Flips it forward. Lamela trying to burst off Lovren, gets round the back of him, everyone inside White Hart Lane gets their feet, across the face of goal, stopped on the line by Moreno. Eriksson's on the edge of the penalty area, Danny Rose can't do much, Liverpool defend it well, and Spurs were on top, and the advantage was for them, but this ball over the halfway line by Sterling, eventually blocked out by Tottenham, and won back by Sterling again. They can't make a second pass, it's intercepted by Younes Kabul. Very dangerous moment, which Liverpool survived and lived to tell the tale. The line's gone up by linesman here, flag's gone up, I should say. It's a free kick for Spurs.
Nervy moments there. Just too clever, wasn't he? Lamela for Lovren. Lovren dived in. Lamela skipped away from him as he got into the penalty area. Started to get a little bit worried. That's where Tottenham were going to get themselves back into the game. Moreno got himself into a good defensive position to clear the ball. That's the worry, though, isn't it, with Lovren when he dives in? Leaves the defensive area a little bit exposed.
Spurs throw in, finds Dembele straight on, and then plays it square to Kabuwe. Liverpool still lead 2-0 here. After that frenetic commentary heard yesterday on Radio City Sport, we've got another today. Liverpool lead 2-0. Moreno's on the break, he's won that ball himself, he's run half of the length of the pitch, takes
yes!
it.
Yes!
What an individual effort from Alberto Moreno. Everyone on the Liverpool bench gets to their feet, hands above their head, and applauds. An unbelievable strike by the left fullback. Won the ball on the halfway line. We know he's got an engine in him. He showed it there. He burst forward, came down that left-hand flank with unbelievable speed, made his way to the left edge of the area, and then drove one diagonally into the right corner of Hugo Lloris's net. And Liverpool lead 3-0 now at White Hart Lane.
What a goal. What a goal from Moreno. We said about his pace being a threat down that left hand. It just seemed to open up for him. Hit the ball up in his own half. We saw the goal that Juve scored for Stoke yesterday. What a goal that was. This was equally as good. On the full half of the pitch. What a finish at the end of it as well, to keep his composure, to go across Lloris into the far corner. Super goal.
Lazar Markovic, lovely ball, finds Sterling in the centre, picks up the pace, goes himself, nearly weans one into Sturridge. Came off the back of the defender, Dyer. Sturridge now does pick up, gets into the area, shoots low, saved at the near post by the keeper. Almost making it for Daniel Sturridge. You're absolutely right, Neil Mellor. He wants to be in on the party, doesn't he?
Absolutely. Very nearly getting himself on the scotch. So sharp, isn't he? It's exactly what he wants, to get the defender 1v1, a few step overs, make half a yard for the shot, gets the shot away. In the end, Lloris got down well to his left-hand side to push it behind.
High ball for Chadley to chase, headed away by Lovren. Bounces down for Danny Rose on the left side of the Liverpool box. Rose to the dead ball line, tries to cross in, takes a deflection, and Lovren controls it before right-footed, hitting it high and out. Emre Can showing some strength to tear off and away from in the centre of the park. The challenge coming his way. Forward goes Sterling into the box, Sterling into the penalty area, still Sterling, it's all Sterling, it's going to be four. Oh no, he's wasted it, he's rolled it into the hands of the keeper, and Brendan Rodgers laughs out loud. He can't believe that. Well, he couldn't have done much more. Everything else that preceded a very weak effort was simply blistering.
What a goal it would have been. No finish at the end of it, brilliant play in the build-up to it. Good play from Sean to burst forward from midfield to release Sterling.
Liverpool fans, many of whom had a night down here in the capital last night, will have had a thoroughly good weekend. But all over Merseyside, there'll be smiles on faces as Brendan Rodgers shakes hands with Mauricio Pochettino, and Liverpool rack up their second win of this Premier League season. A convincing 3-0 performance against Tottenham today. An early goal by Raheem Sterling. A penalty by Steven Gerrard, which puts him in the record books as having scored the most penalties in a Liverpool shirt. 43 he's now netted. And then a wonder goal by Alberto Moreno. The headlines pre-match were all about the new boy Mario Balotelli. The headlines on the pitch were made by three others. 3 points, convincing away day at White Hart Lane yet again. And it finishes Spurs 0, Liverpool 3. Neil Mellor.
Big performance from Liverpool out there. Start to finish, dominated the game. No arguments with the scoreline, it looks emphatic. Could have indeed been more than 3-0. Thoroughly deserved victory for Liverpool. Right throughout the team, some big team performances. None bigger than the skipper out there, Steven Gerrard. He was at his influential best. Talking about Tottenham, playing with plenty of confidence, started the season really well. He just nullified any kind of attacking threat. Really helped that back four. And a clean sheet as well. We've conceded a few goals early on in the season, but defensive look really solid back there. And going forward, when you've got the pace Liverpool have on the counter-attack with Raheem Sterling, Daniel Sturridge, really is dangerous going forward. Not even mention Balotelli, he had 3 good opportunities as well to get himself on the score sheet. All in all, really good performance in the 3 points.
Post-match.
We were outstanding today. We played a diamond for an hour because they overload the midfield. You get the 2 players in there and then they play with 3 sort of number 10s really from the inside. So we played with a diamond and looked to drop in one of our strikers to make a 5th man, and I thought that tactically the team was excellent. The quality we showed, scored 3, maybe we had a few more. And I felt that our intensity and our pressure was excellent from the start to finish. So very pleased.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.